Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Kat Shea. She is the Forest Project Coordinator for the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment. And Kat has quite a bit of experience when it comes to forestry and natural resources. And first of all, Kat, tell us all about the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment. What is the project all about, Kat?
Yeah, so thank you for having me. The HE is a long-term ecological and social study. So our goal is to study the impacts of long-term forest management on public and private lands within the central hardwoods region, which is sort of this big region of oak, hickory, and different forest types and woodlands. Southern Indiana is a big part of that region. And the HE was started by the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, the Division of Forestry, and Purdue in 2006 as a way to sort of figure out how we can respond to the management challenges that landowners and land managers are facing throughout the Midwest and the Eastern U.S.
Kat, what are some of the major things that you've learned so far? I know the project, it's a 100-year project. It started in 2006, but what are some of the main things that you and your team have learned so far from the project?
Yeah, so we've learned a ton. There have been many studies, many ongoing studies, but some of the key overarching findings that we really like to emphasize are that we can manage for resiliency in our forests. So we can think on the time scale of a forest generations ahead of now. And, you know, through extensive collaboration and research with land managers, land owners, researchers, we sort of developed a toolkit for stewarding the land. We know that we need a mosaic of habitat. Birds are our best example of that. Really relevant, I think, to Indiana woodland owners. Birds need a variety of types of habitat. They don't just need mature forest. They need young forest. And we've learned that fire is a really important component of our oak hickory woodlands within the region. So those are sort of our three big ones.
I also understand, Kat, that as part of this project, some of the things that you and your team have studied, the impact that these forests have on so many of our species, such as bats, the Indiana bat, which is an endangered or threatened species, also white-tailed deer, and a lot of other species, a lot of other animals, plants that depend on that ecosystem for survival, Kat?
Yeah, oak hickory woodlands are a really important type of ecosystem. So that's why our study kind of focuses on those, because so many different plants and animals are adapted to be dependent upon that ecosystem, whether it's for habitat that it provides, sort of the unique arrangement of trees and other plants, or whether it's for food in the form of mast, right? Which I think we're all sort of instinctively familiar with. When we walk through an oak forest, we're very aware that there's a ton of different animals that are dependent upon those. So the HE has done a ton of research on, as you said, bats. Bats is one of our ongoing long-term projects. Deer, breeding birds, cerulean warblers, which is another fun one, small mammals, squirrels, you name it, we've studied it.
By the way, you refer to the project as the HE. So once again, that's the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment. And we're talking with Kat Shea. She is the Forest Project Coordinator for the HE. And when it comes to what you and your team are working on, how does it ultimately impact our Indiana forest and the Indiana woodland owners across the state?
So I think the project is really unique in that it's developed this legacy of collaborative work on a landscape scale. And landowners can benefit from this legacy and tap into the legacy through, you know, contacting Purdue Extension and asking their help if they want to, let's say, you know, we've got a landowner who's really passionate about bird watching and really wants to create habitat for the scarlet tanager, and they want to know what they can do to better facilitate that bird or a series of birds on their land. They can contact Purdue Extension, they can contact consultant foresters, or tap into the legacy of work that the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment has contributed. So we've got a lot of findings on different species and how they react to harvest, to fire, to doing nothing, to control sites. And so landowners can contact Purdue Extension, consultant foresters. They can look into NRCS programs to improve their land. And all of these regional sources of information and help will lean on and tap into our research, because it's so place-based. We're in southern Indiana. We're focused on what's going on in Indiana forests and woodlands. So the landowners can steer how they want to manage their land using the best available science that the hardwood ecosystem experiment has been creating for almost 20 years.
Now, Kat, I understand, once again, this is a 100-year project that's going to be ongoing until the year 2106, which that is quite a ways down the road. But once again, you're a good 19 years into this particular project. And so it seems like after 19 years, you've already accumulated a great amount of knowledge and a great amount of research as part of the HE and the research you've done, Kat.
Yeah, we have. And the research really centers around principles of forest ecology and wildlife ecology and biology that have been studied extensively in other places. And the difference is the hardwood ecosystem experiment is doing it here. And our forest and our research is actively being used by land managers and can be really leveraged by landowners. Woodland owners, they can benefit from this research directly based on what species they're interested in, what structure of forest they want, what age they would like their woodland to be, all of these things. So the hardwood ecosystem experiment is quite unique. We've learned a lot about disturbance in the form of, you know, fire, harvest, windthrow in our 19 years, and looking forward to another 80, which sounds crazy.
Yeah, 80 years. I don't know how much of the 81 years I'll be around, but hopefully many, many more. And looking forward to reading about much of the research that you and your team are doing. Kat, if an Indiana woodland owner would like to get a hold of you and your team, if they have questions about your project, the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment, how can they get a hold of you and your team?
So they can get a hold of us by going onto our website, and they will find my email address, or they will find the email address of the professor at Purdue that is the project lead. So his name is Mike Saunders. Feel free to reach out to either of us. We would love to talk.
www.heforeststudy.org, and he is spelled H-E-E, so it's he, H-E-E, forest study, all one word, .org, and we'll have the link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. Once again, Kat Shea, she is the Forest Project Coordinator for the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment, the HE, and it's a long-term study on woodlands across Indiana and the Midwest. And Kat, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.